We continue today in our journey through the Haggadah. We find ourselves today in the section of Yachatz. Yachatz is when we take the middle of the three matzos, we break it in half, we take the larger half, wrap it up, put it away, or it's stolen by the kids later on for Afikoman, and the first half remains in between, let's say the smaller half remains in between the two whole matzos. There are multiple symbolisms given for the three different matzos to represent the patriarchs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to represent Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, and the idea as to why we break the middle matzah as opposed to the top one or the lower one is a topic that we discussed extensively in an earlier shiur, specifically focused on Yachatz. I want to share with you, though, two beautiful symbolisms to the concept of the breaking of the matzah. The first is brought down by the Tzaddik Rav Meir Rabjikov in his Sefer Imrei Noam. And he says so beautifully as follows. He said, under normal circumstances, one is supposed to be very tzanua, one is supposed to be very private and very modest about one's spiritual activities. The idea is that one is never supposed to, God forbid, be boastful. One is never supposed to even proclaim or publicize that which they do in their avodas Hashem, in their service of God. There is the concept of v'hatznei halechas im Hashem Elokecha, that when you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your relationship with God is something exceptionally private. And even if a person is very pious, a person should nevertheless try to be modest, quiet, and unassuming in their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To the point, says the Imrei Noam, that even sometimes when it comes to one's family, one must be careful to go and not publicize their personal acts of piety, to not publicize their spiritual accomplishments. So the Imrei Noam writes, that I'm going to quote you, he says, Murumas kan b'shiras hamatzah b'semin yachos, shematzpinim es achila kagodol, v'ilu es haprusak tanam achzirim es ben hamatzos. When it comes to yachatz, we break the middle matzah in half, we take the larger part and we separate it and we put it aside, we wrap it up and we hide it later on for Afikoman. Ki anistar tzarech lios gadol min hanigla. V'lachim mitzapin es achilek hagadol umikomok. So listen to this. He explains very beautifully that the matzah, he develops this idea in much greater length, but for our purposes today, he explains that the matzah itself represents spiritual growth and spiritual accomplishment. So the idea is, now, that's very logical, because remember again, as we say, as the Navi said, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Zacharti loch chased ne'urayich, I remember the kindness of your youth. Lech tech acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zurua. You followed me out into a barren wasteland. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, essentially, we went out, we followed, millions of people followed God out into the wilderness, when all we had with us was a little bit of matzah. The only provisions we had for the journey was the matzah that we baked, that couldn't even get fully baked off because of the haste with which we left Egypt. Matzah represents spiritual accomplishment. And therefore, says the Rebbe so beautifully, that we break the matzah, we do yachatz, we keep the smaller part for ourselves, and the larger part is hidden away. We wrap it up. Again, leaving aside what the kids do, we wrap up the afikoman, we hide it. So the Rebbe says, the matzah, which represents spiritual accomplishment, so we hide, obscure, the majority of our spiritual accomplishments. We wrap it up and we hide it. The goal is not to boast, the goal is not to brag, and the goal is not to publicize one's spiritual accomplishments. We keep the smaller part as part of the Seder, because obviously you can't go and keep all of your deeds secret, but to whatever degree a person could go and keep the majority of their spiritual deeds quiet, that's best. However, what happens? But there's a beautiful minhag klal Yisrael, which is that the children steal the afikoman. They steal the larger part of the matzah. The Imrei Noam says so beautifully, to teach us a very powerful lesson, that even though as parents and as role models, we try to be humble in our approach and often obscure, often go ahead and do not share with our family or with our children our spiritual accomplishments, our feats and our deeds. Imrei Noam says that's fine throughout the year. But on the Leil HaSeder, the night of the Seder, the first night of Pesach, where the goal is to be mechanich, the goal is to educate, the goal is to instill a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a love of our religion in the hearts of our children, Sometimes we have to reveal the full scope of our spiritual service. We have to speak about our accomplishments. We have to tell our children how hard we work in our avodas Hashem. We have to tell our children how we're moser nefesh, how we sacrifice, how we give, and how we devote ourselves in order to cultivate and further our spiritual identity. Throughout the rest of the year, you should obscure it. But on the night of the Seder, where the goal is education, it is so important. You know, sometimes our children don't realize everything we do. They don't realize the mesiras nefesh, the self-sacrifice that we have in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount of time, the amount of our resources, both material and spiritual, that we devote to our God, to our people, to our religion, is something that often we try to do quietly behind the scenes, even out of sight of our own family. So says the Imrinam so beautifully, that we take the bread which represents spiritual growth, spiritual accomplishment, and spiritual self-sacrifice. We break it in half. We keep the larger, smaller half on the table, symbolizing our general desire to not publicize our spiritual feats and accomplishments. But yet, what do? We let the children take the larger half. Because it's on this night. Pesach night is not the night for modesty. Pesach night, when we celebrate the fact that our ancestors exhibited such incredible spiritual heroism, it's our time to teach our children about the spiritual heroism that we exhibit as well. You know, my friends, each of us gives so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Klal Yisrael. We give of our time, we give of our money, we give of our resources. I don't have to tell anyone that it's not inexpensive to be a Torah observant Jew. And the truth is, we sometimes even give up certain opportunities in life in order to maintain a fidelity and allegiance to our beliefs and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes we don't tell our kids about that, and that's the way we're supposed to operate, in a way of tznius, in a way of quiet. But the Leil HaSeder, when we want to show our children how much we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to show our children how much we love our religion, how much we love Am Yisrael, we must broadcast to them all of our feats of spiritual heroism. We let them take the larger part of the matzah so that they can learn what it means to be a Jew. So that they can learn that what we have, is because of the tireless effort that so many of us expend and the tireless effort of those who came before us. We obscure and we're quiet about our deeds, feats, and spiritual accomplishments throughout the year. But on the Leil HaSeder, we let the children go ahead and take the larger part of the matzah in order to go ahead and allow them to see the incredible spiritual accomplishment and selfless dedication we possess. That's the Imrei Noam. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov takes a different approach. The Rebbe says so beautifully, makes an amazing observation. He says that if you look at the words chametz and matzah, one will notice that there is a very simple distinction between them. The Rebbe writes, "Shachilik ben chametz u'matzah." What's the difference in chametz and matzah? "Shachalal v'hapesach shebehei nistam v'na'as hischas." So the Rebbe says very beautifully, if you look at chametz and matzah, so the truth is they share two. Both are made up of three letters. They only have one letter difference. Both have a ches. Both have a mem. The difference is that chametz has a. Excuse me. Both have a mem and both have a tzaddik. Excuse me. The difference is that chametz has a ches, and matzah has a hay. Therein lies the distinction, ultimately, again, between the two words. So the Rebbe says so beautifully that in a little bit of a cryptic statement, that this is the deeper symbolism of yachatz. We go now, if you look at the tzur, if you look at the shape of the word, so what's the difference between a ches and a hay? So a hay, remember, its left leg is detached from the roof. A ches, the leg just extends all the way up. In other words, that matzah just has a little bit of breakage. Matzah has a little bit of breakage. Its left leg has a part that's missing, has a part that's broken off of the roof, whereas chametz goes all the way to the top. So the Rebbe says in a somewhat cryptic form that this is a symbolism of yachatz. Yachatz, the breaking of the matzah, symbolizes The little thing that distinguishes between chametz and matzah is that little breakage with the left leg of the letter. By chametz, there's no breakage. By matzah, there's breakage. So I think this idea, and that's where Rabbi Nachman starts, I think this idea of Rabbi Nachman really could be understood on two levels. First, it could be related back to the Imre Noam, this idea that the breakage perhaps represents self-sacrifice. The breakage represents pushing oneself. The breakage represents the things we have to give up and the things we have to forego in order to be able to have a beautiful, passionate, and intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chametz represents excess. Chametz represents material pleasure, material enjoyment. And sometimes you have to give up a little bit of that in order to be able to be a matzah Jew. But I think if we take Rabbi Nachman a step further, what the Rebbe is teaching us is as follows. What is the distinction between chametz and matzah? Wherein lies that distinction? So the distinction lies as follows. Chametz, as we said, well, I should work with matzah. Matzah represents, the Zohar calls matzah, lechem dehimenusa. It's the bread of belief. Chametz represents the Yetzahara. Chametz represents the evil inclination. Chametz represents sin. Chametz represents giving in to one's more base urges. Again, the Svarim developed this idea on multiple levels. Matzah represents pashtus, represents simplicity. Matzah represents holiness, represents spiritual beauty and grandeur. And I think what the Rebbe is teaching us is an incredible idea. So what's the difference between chametz and matzah? Really, it's just a little bit of ink on the left leg. It's just a little bit, right? The chametz has the complete ches, whereas the matzah has part of the missing leg. That sometimes the difference between spirituality and depravity, sometimes there's between being a chametz Jew and a matzah Jew, a Jew who aspires for a life of Kiddusha, versus a Jew who loses himself sometimes in the excess of the world, is just a little bit. You know, we often think that greatness in spirituality is totally dependent and hinges on heroic activity. But that is not necessarily the case. Sometimes it's even the smallest things we do that have the most dramatic impact and that have the most long-lasting effect. Sometimes it's simple things that we do day in and day out. How we talk about other people, how we conduct ourselves in our office, how we spend our money, how we speak to our spouse, what we dedicate time to. These are not necessarily heroic activities. These are small things day in and day out. But these are the things that make the difference. By making a decision to not speak Lashon Hara, to not speak negatively, by making a decision not to look at something inappropriate, by making the decision to forego an extra physical pleasure because at the end of the day, I know it'll place me on the road to excess. These are not necessarily what we would deem as heroic activities. But the difference between chametz and matzah is nothing heroic. The difference between chametz and matzah is just a little breakage in the left leg of the letter. And perhaps what Rabbi Nachman is teaching us is that this is the yesod, this is the message of yachatz. That sometimes the road to spiritual success is not paved with heroic actions. There's sometimes the road to spiritual success is just a little bit of yachatz, a little bit of breakage. It's the little decisions we make day in and day out. The little things we do day in and day out that truly chart our course for spiritual success. You know, the Leil HaSeder, Pesach night, is a night of spiritual heroism. It's a night of spiritual grandeur. It's a night, almost again, when we are chayiv adam miros tzatzuk yotzim in Mitzrayim, not just that we're free, but that we're supposed to view ourselves as royalty. That's fine for the Seder night, but it's not necessarily par for the course for every single night. But the messages that we get from the Leil HaSeder, even if they're not going to be replicated exactly throughout the year, lay the groundwork for spiritual success all year round. And the message of Yachatz teaches us this twofold idea. Number one, that although we try to be quiet and we try to be tzanua modest about our spiritual accomplishments, Pesach night is the night to teach our children about how much we give and how much we have given, how much we've sacrificed and how much we've given up in a beautiful, loving way, so that our children will see ultimately again how much we are vested and invested in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And additionally, Pesach is the time where, although we focus on the fact that we are royalty on the night of Pesach, that royalty came about because of spiritual heroism. But don't for a second think that our relationship with God just is predicated on spiritual heroism. It's not true. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu often is defined by the little things we do day in and day out, by the yachatz, the diversity in chametz and matzah, as a little breakage in the left hand leg, in the left leg of the letter. So too the path to spiritual accomplishment and spiritual greatness need not be paved with heroic activity. Simple little things that we do day in and day out have the ability to make all of the difference. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and looking forward to continuing in our journey of the Seder tomorrow.